All right, KX93.5 is very pleased to be joined in studio by some live music on this late morning. Adrian Galvin of Yokelore in studio going to play live for us, just him and a banjo. And he was here approximately a year ago, so we're going to chat with him after that to learn about what he's been up to. But first, you're going to hear an acoustic version of a song that we've played a lot on our station. It's called Fake You. And Adrian, whenever you're ready, man, take it away.
Dig my heels in. I left you in Brooklyn, alone under the burning stars. And you're the broken wall away to a shadow with the real you. No matter how fake you in. I left you in Brooklyn, alone under the burning stars. And you're the broken wall away too, in a shadow with the real you. No matter how fake you are.
Just the two of us in here with Rachel on Instagram story, so not much of an applause, but you know what, man, that was awesome.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, Adrian. Adrian of Yokelore live in studio on KX93.5, just him and a banjo, and some bravery, I think, to perform like that. Like I said, we don't even have reverb or anything right now, so just a super raw performance that's basically just mic technique and constant strumming. So yeah, just a very brave way to do that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you remove all the safety nets, you know?
Yeah. Are you comfortable that way?
Yeah, yeah. It's like high stakes.
Right. It's like any wrong finger pick, you know, throws the whole thing awry. And yeah. It must be kind of tough to play that song, too, because you don't play a single chord, really. I mean, it's basically strumming the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm doing it that way for this.
Yeah.
I think, like, the more, in these more intimate settings, like, the more space you allow, I think the stronger you can, like, find space to exist and not feel bombarded or like it's too much, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I try to just, like, when I do these things, just try to really make it super different than the original just because it already is. And so you might as well just go, like, you know, to the other side of the spectrum.
Cool. Well, I know you're a consummate artist in a lot of senses of the word, and I want to talk about that, but are you comfortable telling us a little bit about what that song's about? We've heard it a lot on our station, and
yeah, sure.
I've never heard the description, so.
Yeah, so Fake You's about this this thing I do where I tend to, and I think we all do this a little bit. I'm just upset at myself for doing it, and so I kind of wrote about it. But so it's this thing I do where I kind of assume these, like, fake people around me. Like, I have, like, you know, wonderful friends and family, and sometimes I kind of boil them down into my judgments of them. You know, like I don't really see them for who they are and, like, for their whole developed beings. I just kind of, like, make judgments, and I see that thing. And then when that thing doesn't turn out to be true, like, when they don't fulfill my expectations for them, I feel really, like, betrayed and, like, awful. And this song is about me kind of learning to see real people and, like, learning to, like, really allow people to be who they are without me putting any kind of, like, outside judgment on them and assuming any identity for them because, like, you know, people are going to be who they are.
Yeah.
Like, no matter how I want them to be.
Well, that's a little deeper than your average love song, I'd say. A little more thinking going on there.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's it's something that I do so unconsciously and something that I have to believe that other people also do unconsciously. And if I can make it conscious for myself and talk about it, then maybe other people can make themselves conscious about things they do.
Cool. Well, again, Adrian Galvin of Yolklore live in studio. There's a couple shows coming up of his that I want to let you know about. Thursday, at the Moroccan Lounge. Totally sold out,
yeah.
But there's a website called DOLA.com. They're giving away 2 tickets. Mm-hmm. Those are the only ones we know of in existence, so congratulations.
Yeah, I don't even get any spots. I was like, oh, yeah, I got some friends. My manager was like, dude, no.
No.
Like, no.
You need every buck you can get.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't give any of them away.
I was like, what?
And then Friday, you are at a show that is not sold out. And that one's arguably even closer for our audience. That's at the Soda Bar in San Diego.
Yeah.
So that one's still doable. Right. So as I mentioned a minute ago, you're an artist in a lot of ways. I know you you paint or draw. You're a visual artist. You're also a dancer.
Yeah.
So how does any of that, like, contribute to your music career?
I think it's all part of it. I think songwriting and playing music is a very kind of specific set of, it's like a specific set of physical movements and a kind of a specific set of ideas that I'm playing with. And the way in which I go about exploring those ideas is very sonic. And dance is just like a kind of another way to do that, but more physically, mm-hmm. I guess, and making art and, like, drawing for me is another way to approach things. And so I think it's all kind of, it's art for me becomes like all these things, all these ways of making art become like different ways I can see something or different ways I can approach an idea or an issue or a failing of mine.
Yeah.
And so I kind of see them all as composite parts of this perspective that I'm trying to build up, you know.
When you're back in New York, do you dance often? Are you in performances regularly? Are you in like a company?
I am in a company, but I haven't, obviously, since Yoke Lore has become a thing, it's been time-consuming.
And it has become a thing.
It has become a thing. And it's a bit time-consuming, so I haven't, I don't perform as regularly as I did before. I had a couple of performances this year in Chicago and New York, and I hope to have performances at the top of the new year, but as of now, music has become a focus.
I'm sure you've probably considered this before, but has Broadway ever been a consideration for you? You're in New York City, you can dance, you can sing, I'm guessing maybe you can act, I don't know.
My little brother, he just finished his stint on Broadway.
Really?
If Noah, if you're listening, I think he might be. But he played Evan Hansen in Dear Evan Hansen.
No way!
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That was a huge show.
Yeah.
Didn't he win like a Tony?
He played it like right after the kid who won the Tony.
Okay.
For it.
Oh, and bummer.
It was great for him. He like stepped into a role and he was like, Tony Glory.
Yeah, right.
You know? But that was amazing. I didn't really ever want to go that route.
Yeah. Sounds like you got an in though. If you ever needed to.
Yeah, definitely. But I think there's like a, this making the art is where I think I really find my my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
It's like where I really feel the most right. And performing and singing and doing interviews and stuff is like a whole part of the game. And it's like all something that, you know, and I've never really thought about it. It's always just been like, oh yeah, you got to do that because you do this.
Sure.
You know? But I think I really find I hit my stride when I'm creating.
Yeah, awesome, man. Well, the new EP is out, we should mention, by the way. It's called Absolutes, just came out in August. That's what Fake You was on. And, of course, we've been playing the full recorded version. How different, by the way? I mean, obviously, what more instruments and things you have going on stage when you do a live show? It's quite
lots,
a bit more.
Lots, yeah. Well, I have another human being with me.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
he's
for,
playing,
for that.
Yeah, he's playing drums and synths and stuff. And I'm playing a vocal sampler and all kinds of kind of like different weird banjo things are happening.
Cool. Well, I like this version. And if you don't mind, I'd love to hear another acoustic song. Again, Yoke Lore, Adrian Galvin in studio. This one we've also been playing for you. It's called Ride, and we're going to hear the banjo version.
Yeah.
All right, man. Whenever you're ready.
I hope it's in tune.
Sleep in the wake of the night moon.
Yeah, man. Awesome. Yoklore, Adrian Galvin live in studio on KX93.5. Just us in a studio with a banjo doing it raw. Love it, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks awesome. For having me.
We've been a fan of yours for a long time. I mean, I think since you first started, our music director found you. She wore your shirt all the time. And I want to say that she had like a also kind of a weird piece of merchandise, like maybe socks or something.
Whoa.
Did you make socks?
I didn't ever make socks, but I have made some weird things. I made this enamel pin of my face.
Okay.
Last year.
It's entirely possible that she has that.
That was pretty weird.
Yeah.
So she might have that.
Cool. Well, yeah, we're in collection of everything you've ever made merch-wise, I think. So, yeah, it's just cool to see your evolution. And like you said, it's kind of become a thing, you know, and you're playing a sold-out show in L.A. on Thursday, and you're all the way on the opposite coast from where you live, and that's cool.
Yeah,
you kind of made it, you know?
It's getting there slowly but surely.
Yeah. Was there a moment, like, or a show, or maybe a song that you released, or some moment that you thought, oh, man, like, people are paying attention to me?
I think when like Taylor Swift started putting my music on her playlists.
That would probably be it.
Yeah.
That's probably a pretty good one.
Yeah. I'm on a couple I'm on these all these weird celebrity playlists, like Katy Perry's Spotify stuff.
Really?
Camila Cabello's Spotify.
They love you.
Yeah, it's such a weird thing.
What weird little pleasure that they have for these pop artists.
I'm all about it.
Have any of them been like, yo, Adrian, can we meet up?
I'm actually going to have lunch with Darren Hayes after I leave here.
Well, I don't know who that is. Who's that?
He's the lead singer of Savage Garden. Yes. I did a cover of his song Truly Madly.
Yeah, Deeply. Great song.
Yeah.
1999 or something like
exactly.
that.
Yeah. Fucking brilliant. Yeah, it's my favorite song when I was 10. And so I covered it. And, he heard it because Taylor Swift put it on her playlist.
Okay, all right.
He's like, dude, this is amazing. Like, I'd love to meet up and, shoot the stuff.
Yes. So you're meeting up with him, today?
Yeah, we're going to have lunch after.
Is he here?
Yeah.
Is he in Laguna?
He's in Santa Monica.
Okay, cool. So you're going up there.
Yeah.
Well, tell him what's up.
I will.
Tell him I knew I loved him before I met him.
There you go.
If you will.
I will.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard. I think you have made it officially. So congrats.
That was really my, I'm going to quit after today.
Okay, yeah.
Because that's it.
I think at this point, that dude needs you more than you need him, actually. Because don't know. I don't know what he's been up to.
Dude, it's actually hilarious. He tweeted out, listen to this awesome cover by this kid, Yoklore, and all his fans just ripped it apart.
Oh, really?
They were all Darren, nothing can touch your version. Darren, this thing is awful. Like, your version is the best ever. Like, blah, blah, blah. It was hysterical.
That's what you get for stepping into the greatness of a song that is timeless.
I can't touch that.
You can't.
Man.
It's like covering Whitney Houston or something.
Exactly.
You can't do that.
Exactly. It was borderline disrespectful.
Well, that's amazing. Are you going to play that live at one of your upcoming shows?
Yeah. I play it all the time.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Awesome. All right, dude. Well, Adrian Galvin of Yolklore in our studio again, and we're very honored to have you. And next time you come, who knows what celebrity you'll be having lunch with.
There you go.
And we'll see,
I'm
you know?
Keep racking them up.
I hope so, dude. Well, we're going to podcast this online if you missed any portion of it. Love the performance today. And again, Moroccan Lounge in LA, which is sold out, but doLA.com. They're giving away a pair of tickets. And then Soda Bar in San Diego, that's October 5th. On Friday night. So thanks so much, man. We hope to see you soon, okay?
Thanks for having me.
Take care.
A pleasure.
All right, buddy.